Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thavrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. It's been all about the GST year last couple of days. For listeners outside India, the full form of GST is Goods and Service Tax, a form of tax that eliminates all the other taxes like the value-added tax and the service tax in your day-to-day lives. It would definitely take more than 5 minutes if I start talking about the confusion surrounding GST, so let's just leave it there and get on with the show. Excuse my voice for today as I have a bit of a cough.
The top story of the day
comes from cricket, and that story is that the Indian women have beaten the Pakistan women in the Cricket World Cup. As an Indian cricket fan, I couldn't be happier. Healed some of those wounds from 2 Sundays back. India batted first and made 169 for 9, and it looked like Pakistan would chase it down to the halfway point. But some fantastic bowling by India and Pakistan were all out for 74. And I've got to single out Ekta Bisht here. 10 overs, 2 maidens, 18 runs, 5 wickets. Just fantastic. There were 3 other matches in the Women's World Cup today as well. In the first one, which was the Battle of the Friendly Neighbours, New Zealand made 219 for 9 and Australia chased it down with 8 balls and 5 wickets to spare. In the other one, Sri Lanka made 204 for 8 and England chased it down with 118 balls and 7 wickets to spare. Finally, this was the most one-sided international match I think I've come across in recent memory. West Indies 48 all out. 48, can you believe it? The reigning T20 World Cup champions. Of course, this is a different format, but that has got to hit their confidence big time. South Africa won by 10 wickets and chased down the score in 38 balls. Moving on to men's cricket, it was the second ODI between Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe today. Zimbabwe are looking to win today again after winning the first one in some style. But Sri Lanka didn't want to get beaten at home in successive ODIs and won this one comfortably. Zimbabwe became all out for 155 and Sri Lanka chased it down, winning by 7 wickets with nearly 20 overs to spare. I know I have to cover India vs West Indies also, but that's going on right now, so I'll give you a live update once I'm done with other news. Before I get started on today's football news, I quickly want to talk about yesterday's news, which I still can't quite believe. Saul has signed a 9-year contract extension with Atletico Madrid. 9 years. I've never heard of that. I don't think those days are far now when we see players getting a lifetime contract. As in something until the day they retire. Jay Rodriguez has left Southampton and signed for West Brom on a 4-year deal. The transfer fee is around £12 million. Personally, I think it is a fantastic signing for West Brom. When Chadli was out injured for a few months and Morrison and Rondon couldn't find the net, the goals really dried up for West Brom. Don't think we'll see that happen too often now. Another 4-year deal that has been signed by Dan Gosling. This one is a contract extension at Bournemouth. Moving on, there was a third place playoff today between Mexico and Portugal. I didn't watch the game, but it sounded like a pretty intense game as both sides ended with 10 men. Mexico took the lead in the 55th minute, then Portugal scored an injury time to take it to extra time, and then scored an extra time to beat Mexico 2-1. In the other Confederations Cup game, which just got over, Germany have won the game 1-0. Chile dominated the entire game, but Germany soaked up the pressure really well. It was a mistake by Gary Medel actually that led to the Germany goal. Interestingly, Sanchez missed an open goal opportunity just before Germany scored. This is the first time ever Germany have won the Confederations Cup, by the way. And to do it with such a young squad, just unbelievable. Meanwhile, India are 99 for 3 after 30 overs, chasing 190 to win the match and series. West Indies got off to a steady start, not losing too many wickets, but the wheels came off towards the end and India restricted West Indies to 189 for 9. But I think India should win it from here. Wimbledon begins tomorrow and I cannot wait. the second most tennis tournament I look forward to after the Australian Open. Anyways, that's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, see you tomorrow.